This is a brown level one thinking type eye. The brown eye, to begin with, is much more slow, controlled, connected to the earth, practical. It is not an animated iris structure. Unless it moves into a Western culture or a fast-paced culture, in which case it can speed it up to match the culture, because the very nature of this type is the thinking analytical type. And yet, underneath all of that velvet appearance of this eye is neurogenic fibers. And these neurogenic fibers create empathy and sensitivity. So there is a powerful relationship between the feeling body, the sensitive body, and the thinking analytical body. So the mind wants to be in charge. The mind wants to know. The mind wants to understand. And in fact, particularly in some countries, India for one, where the predominance of brown eyes is about 85%, this type can turn highly technical. It can turn highly controlled. It can turn very rigid in its own way, because it likes consistency. It likes what's dependable. It likes what it can analyze, improve. It doesn't like surprises or taking risks. It wants to know, understand, and ground itself through the understanding of the mind. So understanding for it creates safety. It uses its visual acuity to see, because what we see then is almost like our cameras that then give information to our brains and our bodies about what's in our environment. Can we feel safe? Can we feel protected? This type loves to name things, so it can put a category and it can understand it, where then the mind can begin to search its archives for a past event so it can create understanding. Once it understands, the risk of not understanding is gone, and relaxation or knowing what to do because now we have valuable information will allow us to proceed forward and take care of ourselves or know what to do. Because this type is more masculine by nature, it is a doing type, kind of an iris structure. It wants to think about it. It wants to ponder it. And once it finally gets up the nerve, the ambition to take the risk and initiate, it passes it off to somebody else. No, just kidding. Its lesson is to that learn to initiate. These qualities of slow, methodical, and more controlled can serve it very well. They bring a lot of balance and stability to any relationship or organization. They're dependable and they're consistent. When they're stressed, many times it's because of the forces that are pulling on them or influencing them from the outside. And many times this type can escape into more mental stimulation, particularly like reading a book or watching a movie, visual stimulation, but something that's going to occupy their mind to take their mind off of the stresses that they're going through. This type lends itself, the thinking type in general, lends itself towards more mental disorders and more panic or anxiety or worry can be a very big pattern of this. Because of that need to understand, when they don't understand things, it creates an inner anxiety. So the lesson is to learn to get down into the body, get out of the head, and create movement. This type can get very sedentary, so it needs movement to get into the limbs. In fact, their limbs, their hands and their feet can become cold because the circulation is all up in the head and the periphery of the body doesn't matter. We just need enough fuel for the brain to keep thinking, because that is the master technician and the master guiding mechanism in this type of person. So the lesson is to trust what you don't understand, go into the unknown, be willing to allow and feel, and see what happens. And when this person is willing to take those risks, their gift is ability to navigate through life. They use their sensitivity. The mind becomes more relaxed. The worry, the panic, and the anxiety subside, because the gift is in knowing their own self, knowing they don't have to be right or prove themselves or even understand anything. They just have to have a connection to their own body, to their own self, and who they are. For examples, we have a wide range of colors here, and the brown eye can go from the lighter colored brown, which is the upper right or the lower right, to the darker colors on the left. And if you'll notice, all of the scleras, or the whites, in these eyes are washed out. And that's because we've digitally enhanced them, because these dark eyes can be very challenging to read. And we've got to read the subtleties in the brown eye. Little tiny subtle patterns in a brown eye can be equal to a big gigantic pattern in a green eye or a blue eye. So if you see the brown eye as almost like a old wise grandpa or the old traditional way, it's very stable and grounded, and it knows the traditions and it understands. It doesn't worry about a lot of things. It's just real consistent and connected. And so this type, and particularly because it comes from closer around the equator, it's in the hotter climates, people don't have as much vitality and energy as when you have a cold night and a warm day, or a warm day and a cool night, or something like that. As soon as you leave the islands and the equator, things liven up and they become a little more animated, particularly when you get up to the middle part of the globe and the latitudes, and you go into the Western cultures and technology, and that's all even goes up into the north. But this practical, slower brown eye, you've got to read the subtleties. And we can interpret each one of these little tiger stripes that are in virtually at least the upper left and the upper right eyes. These tiger stripes are like bands of thinking. So we're going to interpret them as Sora constricted forms of energy that tend to stimulate the mind. And in the pair on the upper right, we'll notice the pupil on the left eye is larger, which is a long-term movement to the right brain, which is helping me classify this eye into the more thinking analytical type, because moving to the right brain means getting out of its head and getting into its feeling, its long-term lesson. Most of these eyes have those concentric rings towards the outside, and you're probably wondering what those mean. Those are the parasympathetic nervous system, and they create a restlessness or an anxiety within a person. And there's a feeling of a need within this person to accomplish or do something every day. It animates the personality. And at the deeper level, they're trying to break out of the old family traditions. Now, you can see these rings in any color eye. And as I'm saying, this older brown eye carries those traditions more than anyone else, because it's the eye that's been on the planet the longest. And so breaking out and changing into the new paradigm, whatever it's going to be, is a powerful pattern in this person's life in the upper left-hand corner. And so creating a new way of being because they want to be free, which is a very, very big attribute that the thinking type person is aligned with. And that is the need for freedom. It's the freedom from their own mind. It's the freedom from anybody giving them a hassle or grief. It's just freedom to be whoever they are. Because of their sensitivity, they are sensitive to judgment and criticism, making mistakes. So let's move to the patterns in the upper right. And one of the biggest patterns is here, is that giant Sora that we're looking at in the 5 o'clock position, which is right there smacking anger. So this is very powerful. Because having anger with the mother, regardless of whether you're a man or a woman, with this type of iris structure that's more masculine, means that as you're moving to the right brain in the mother, you're going to have an anger there with her because there's something she's not doing that you're wanting or needing. And so the very medicine to be angry at your mother is to be angry at the feminine, which is the medicine that intrinsically will help to balance this personality type. Does it mean you have to make peace with your mother? No. It means that we need to make peace with the inner feminine and our own feeling body. So these are our emotions. This is the part of me that's not logical. This is the part of me that flows with things. This is my creativity. An implication of being angry with the mother is it shuts these attributes down that the feminine and the right brain represent. And if we look in the left eye, we can look up at about that 1 o'clock, 1:30 position, and we can see a lacuna there, or it's a lacuna. We could call it that. But there's a spot right next to it, and that's right up in the area of escapism, which means that if this person, which is very sensitive, starts to feel too much, they literally check out, they daydream, they might eat something or ingest something to numb out from the fear of feeling all of this fear, all of this anger, which is going to make them feel uncomfortable. Once again, this type does like to be in control. So let's move to the lower left. And we can see in this pattern, we can see actually a Sura in the area of intimate feeling communication. That's your sexuality. So in this case, the thinking type person is more masculine. So whether they're a man or a woman, there is a masculine disposition here. So for a woman, that means embracing her feminine. For a man, it means that he is going to forget embracing the feminine. We've got to say, hey, dude, you're having some feelings and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You don't have to think about them. You don't have to analyze them. And when it comes to intimacy, the ability to express yourself is going to be something that has been compromised through the mother's side of the family for many, many generations when it's this dark and black. And what this is to mean is that there's a long-term likely suppression of the feminine and women and their ability to express themselves freely. We were just talking about freedom in this person, and it's a long-term lesson. So this isn't about necessarily sex. Sex is an experience of expression, self-expression. And the freedom to express oneself is the freedom to express the uniqueness of who you are, which is not bound by the constraints of the mind, which is a very beautiful thing for this type. And this type in the lower right, once again, this type is more akin to the introverted type. The type we just left in the lower left is quite an extroverted version of it. So that means they're going to move through these lessons more quickly. This is a more extroverted version of it, which also means that this type is going to move through the lessons rather quickly. The couple of lessons that this one has is the white ring is forming, which means that it's been using its empathy and sensitivity to serve others at a relentless pace, and that it's time to finally stop giving so much and to go inside, to find your own self, to find your own truth, to find that relationship to yourself, not trying to please and not having to conform to what everyone else is doing, to let go of the chameleon and find your identity. This is one of the most challenging types of patterns, because this person can sense and mold and change itself in a split second, make a lot of friends with a lot of people, and be very empty inside. So when it starts to develop its own identity, it has to face its own fear of criticism, failure. It has to it will become more accustomed to having a different opinion. And when it finds its own roots in the ground, back to its native roots, it can find its strength and stability on this earth and in alignment with themselves. And it may just be that other people have a different opinion, and it doesn't mean we can't care, love, and respect each other.